Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest, your healthy lifestyle show. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And our focus here on Healing Quest is integrative health. And that means the latest developments in the field of holistic wellness and optimum well-being.
One area we pay special attention to is the field of botanical medicine. We continue to be impressed by the advances being made in this area of natural healing. And today we want to share with you our experience with an herb that has a lot to offer both men and women.
It's a medicinal herb from Vietnam called krilla that we have more than a little history with.
You know, actually, you heard right. It's from Vietnam because 9 years ago on the Healing Quest TV show, we had the opportunity to travel to Vietnam to see firsthand what this medicinal herb was. We'd heard that krilla, which is what it's called, was an all-natural way to support prostate health for men and uterine health for women. We also heard that the science on krilla was really impressive and that it had a fascinating history, so we went to check it out. Krilla is derived from the herb Crinum latifolium, which we learned was very well known in traditional Asian folklore. The story goes that for centuries, Crinum latifolium was a secret reserved for the exclusive use of Vietnamese royalty.
You know, back then, a king could have multiple wives, so he had to keep himself, fit. After the last king of Vietnam left power in 1945, the Crinum latifolium secret started to kind of come out.
Since then, Crinum latifolium has blossomed into a dietary supplement named krilla that's proving to be very good at supporting prostate and urinary health in men and at helping women deal with a wide range of menopausal symptoms like night sweats and hot flashes.
A company called Krilla Health is spearheading the effort to make krilla available to both men and women. So we've spent some time talking with Sue McKinney, the founder and CEO of Krilla Health, about the clinical research that's been done on krilla.
One recently released study has found that krilla is 93% effective at relieving menopausal symptoms like night sweats and hot flashes. But experts also track 27 other menopausal symptoms, which led us to ask if krilla did in fact deliver relief for every other one of those symptoms.
Yes, in fact, it did. The symptom severity is measured by something called the Menopause Quality of Life Survey that divides symptoms into four categories. These are vasomotor, and that's the common hot flashes and night sweats that we so often hear about. But there's also categories for psychosocial, physical, and sexual symptoms.
Well, that's really interesting, but can you tell us about those other symptoms?
Yes. Under the psychosocial symptoms, for example, the results we found were in categories like accomplishing less than I used to, or feeling tired or worn out, or difficulty sleeping. And here was a great one. Involuntary urination while laughing.
Oh, hold on. I better be careful.
but these are real symptoms that women experience.
Yes.
And again, in this study, we found that the decrease in those symptoms was around 70 and 72% in some of those symptoms. And in the sexual symptom, for example, after 30 days on krilla, women were reducing their avoidance of intimacy. And after 90 days, their symptoms dropped to 66% of avoiding intimacy. So for both the psychosocial and the sexual symptoms, this is so important because when women suffer, their relationships that are important to them suffer. That can be your partner, your children, or your colleagues and coworkers.
Absolutely. Well, you know the old saying, when mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
I think that's been scientifically proven.
I think that has been scientifically proven. Or certainly, it's so true. It can affect your whole life in a very negative way. And it lasts longer than anybody would want. You know, it can go on for years, right?
That's right. Average for most women is 6 months to 2 years. But for some women, it almost never stops.
Yeah. Well, now you were talking about that study. How big was that study?
The study was 61 women that completed a 90-day course of research. We had hoped to do more, but we were also dealing with recruitment during the time of COVID.
Well, that could certainly hinder that.
And how were the women selected to participate in the study?
There were criteria that all the women had to meet. They had to be at least 45 years old with a minimum number of 5 symptoms per day that they could articulate, and having been suffering from those symptoms for at least 3 months prior to the study. Oftentimes, these symptoms included not just the common hot flashes and night sweats, but mood swings or sleep issues that had worsened in the preceding year.
That makes sense. And with all of those conditions, you got this, what seems to me, 72%, that's a pretty high number.
Yeah, 72% in many symptoms, but the overall was 93% of the women experienced benefits in all of the symptoms.
Wow.
All 29 symptoms.
Wow. That is very impressive, Sue. This is something that women really need to know about.
Well, the women took the same capsules that you can buy. This is what's called an open label study, which means the women received Krilla bottles labeled the same as those for sale in the marketplace. They knew what they were taking. This was not the double-blinded placebo-controlled study. And the way relief is measured is women completed that quality of life survey at intake at the very beginning of the study, and then at 30 days into the study, at 60 days, and at 90 days. So in total, there were 4 data points for all 29 symptoms. And then those data points are submitted to a qualified biostatistician for analysis. Each symptom gets evaluated, and then a total is computed for each symptom category. And the overall results were, as we said, so impressive.
Very, very impressive.
Well, frankly, we were pleased, but not completely surprised, because for one thing, this mirrored my own personal experience with Krilla, as well as reports from doctors and other women who had tested Krilla previously.
And the tests and reports on Krilla for men are also very impressive. We took a look at the clinical research that's been done on it as a way to help men deal with urinary tract symptoms, including urgency and incontinence, that can come with the aging process in up to 70% of men.
The most recent clinical study found Krilla to be 88% effective in reducing those symptoms. So to find out more, we spoke with Dr. Jason Kelberman, a distinguished chiropractor and kinesiologist in Los Angeles.
Like many men who are aging, God, I hate to use that word, but it's true. I had experienced some of the typical lower urinary tract symptoms that a large percentage of us men get as we get older. And those are typically urgency or decreased flow or burning, or there's a variety of different symptoms. What's important for me is that I blend all types of care in my practice. And so a lot of men have come to me with medication for this purpose, and some of them don't do well with it, and I didn't as well. And some of the side effects of the medical alpha blocker approach to lower urinary tract symptoms can have fairly serious side effects, including orthostatic hypotension, which basically makes everybody dizzy. You don't want people falling over just to try to help their urination issues. And so I had begun to look at alternative things, as I usually do, and found that the Krilla worked very well on all of those symptoms with no side effects. I was very happy about that. In fact, recently, I ran out of my Krilla. This is definitely something that men will want to stay on consistently. And I noticed a shift again back towards the old ways. So reinitiating also gave relief. So sometimes we actually test the efficacy of things just by withholding the treatment, and it always seems to come through for me. So I'm happy about that. My patients who I've shared that with are as well.
I have to just say that I had exactly the same experience where I were just kind of got lazy and I ran out and I didn't. And boy, I found myself getting up and going to the bathroom middle of the night way more frequently than when I had my when I was just doing it. So I had, it's really interesting that as you say, that's one of the way we tested the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's one way. But from a scientific standpoint, what's your opinion of the study that's recently been released concluding that, quote, Krill is a clinically effective botanical product in reducing lower urinary tract symptoms in men? And I think that study was 83% of the men in that study, and there were 49 men in that study. 88%, I think.
Yeah, it's consistent with the prior study, which is amazing. I don't do studies myself, but I know how difficult they can be to put together. And when you do a couple and the results are extremely similar, you know you're doing the right thing. Like many men, I tried things with saw palmetto and other quote-unquote advertised remedies for prostate issues, and I never found that any of them worked nearly as well as Krilla. So I was fairly sold immediately. And I think that's what the public wants. They, you know, they care about the study. They're interested in the study, but if they take it and it works, that's the proof. That's what everybody wants. They want results.
That's right. And I think it was 88% in 49 men in the North American study and 89% in 157 men in the Vietnamese Ministry of Health.
There's a pretty high probability that you're going to get benefit from it and safely.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so.
So I would say, Dr. Kellerman, thank you for my takeaway, which is I'm going to make sure that I don't run out of Krilla again. You know? thank you for giving me that motivation. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Dr. Kellerman. We've been speaking with Dr. Jason Kellerman from Los Angeles, and I would say about the success that he's been having with Krilla.
Boy, how remarkable is the science on Krilla? It includes, as we've learned, two studies on two separate continents over a decade apart that yielded virtually identical results.
Well, as Dr. Kellerman told us, it looks like the team at Krilla are on the right track in dealing with the urinary issues that come with the aging process in many guys, like you.
That's true. And a very similar result happened with the research on Krilla for uterine health. Over a decade ago, scientists in Vietnam found that Krilla promoted uterine health in 80% of the people in the survey. Recently, a study completed in North America found that Krilla was 93% effective in reducing menopausal symptoms like night sweats and hot flashes in women.
Well, you can find out more about Krilla for uterine health and prostate health at our website, healingquest.tv. That's healingquest.tv. And remember, when you shop with us, it helps us bring you Healing Quest every week. Up next in our show, new research documenting the power of infrared sauna heat to help depression without pharmaceutical drugs. That's something you're going to want to know about. And please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Healing Quest. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst, and you're listening to Healing Quest on iHeartRadio.